Britta, you're English, but you live in Berlin. Have you lived here for a long time?
Well, I was born in England, but I've lived in Germany for the past 20 years. I arrived in Berlin about 4 years ago. Before that, I lived in Bonn for 6 years, but I work as a journalist, and when the newspaper moved to Berlin, I moved with them.
Were you pleased to come to Berlin?
Yes, I was. I was looking forward to being in a big city like Berlin. Bonn was quite a lot smaller, so I love the busy atmosphere and all the cultural entertainments here, museums, theatres and so on. The only thing I don't like is the traffic. It's a bit noisy in the mornings. It wakes me up about 6:30, but most days I have to get up early anyway.
Where do you live in Berlin?
I have a flat in the old part of the city. It's right in the centre, and it's not too expensive. It costs me about £500 a month. My street is becoming very popular. There are lots of new art galleries and small cafes and friendly restaurants everywhere. Eating out in Berlin is fun and it's cheap, so it's something I do quite often.
How do you find transport in Berlin?
Well, the transport system here is very good. So I have a tram and bus ticket. But in fact, most of the time, I cycle. Travel here is much cheaper than in other countries I know. Perhaps that's why people don't walk very much.
What do you like to do in Berlin at the weekends?
Well, I like art, so sometimes I go to one of the galleries. I have a nephew called Philippe. He's only 3, but he likes coming with me. He likes the cafe best, I think. And it's a change from going to the park. That's something he does very often. He usually comes out with me while his parents go shopping.
Do you miss your friends and family in England?
I don't really miss England. Most of my friends are here. I don't see much of my work colleagues socially, but I've got some very good friends who live in the same street as me. I enjoy meeting people, and I find Berlin is a very friendly city.
Thank you for talking to us, Britta.
Now listen again.
Britta, you're English, but you live in Berlin. Have you lived here for a long time?
Well, I was born in England, but I've lived in Germany for the past 20 years. I arrived in Berlin about 4 years ago. Before that, I lived in Bonn for 6 years, but I work as a journalist, and when the newspaper moved to Berlin, I moved with them.
Were you pleased to come to Berlin?
Yes, I was. I was looking forward to being in a big city like Berlin. Bonn was quite a lot smaller, so I love the busy atmosphere and all the cultural entertainments here, museums, theatres and so on. The only thing I don't like is the traffic. It's a bit noisy in the mornings. It wakes me up about 6:30, but most days I have to get up early anyway.
Where do you live in Berlin?
I have a flat in the old part of the city. It's right in the centre, and it's not too expensive. It costs me about £500 a month. My street is becoming very popular. There are lots of new art galleries and small cafes and friendly restaurants everywhere. Eating out in Berlin is fun and it's cheap, so it's something I do quite often.
How do you find transport in Berlin?
Well, the transport system here is very good. So I have a tram and bus ticket. But in fact, most of the time, I cycle. Travel here is much cheaper than in other countries I know. Perhaps that's why people don't walk very much.
What do you like to do in Berlin at the weekends?
Well, I like art, so sometimes I go to one of the galleries. I have a nephew called Philippe. He's only 3, but he likes coming with me. He likes the cafe best, I think. And it's a change from going to the park. That's something he does very often. He usually comes out with me while his parents go shopping.
Do you miss your friends and family in England?
I don't really miss England. Most of my friends are here. I don't see much of my work colleagues socially, but I've got some very good friends who live in the same street as me. I enjoy meeting people, and I find Berlin is a very friendly city.
Thank you for talking to us, Britta.